AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The first Mass celebrated in the U.S. by Pope Francis ended a short while ago at the Catholic University of America in Washington. Speaking through a translator, Francis canonized a Franciscan friar who established 9 missions in present-day California during the mid to late 1700s.
Father Junipero Serra, he was the embodiment of a church which goes forth.
Tomorrow, Pope Francis plans to deliver the first papal address ever to a joint meeting of Congress. Francis will speak to Republican lawmakers deeply at odds with President Obama on many of the same issues Francis and Obama addressed during a private meeting at the White House today. Spokesman Josh Earnest says the president appreciated the Pope's call for action to curb global warming.
It was clear that he was speaking with a passion and a conviction about the need to act on climate issues that was deeply rooted in his faith.
European Union leaders are divided over how to respond to the steady influx of asylum seekers. 4 universities have been chosen to host the 2016 presidential debates.
The first debate is about a year away, September 26, 2016, at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. It's the first time there will be a debate there. Another first-time school, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, will host a debate in October. So will Washington University in St. Louis. They have hosted the most debates. Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia, will host a vice presidential debate in October. The Commission on Presidential Debates has not established formats yet for the debates. I'm Ed Donahue.
For the foreseeable future, Donald Trump says he will not appear on Fox News shows, citing unfair treatment. This is AP Radio News. People are remembering Yogi Berra, the Hall of Famer and 3-time American League Most Valuable Player, who died yesterday of natural causes at the age of 90.
At the Yogi Berra Museum and Learning Center in New Jersey, people like Scott Lacona are stopping by to leave flowers and remember the icon.
When I was 7 years old, I followed Yogi Berra, and I decided I wanted to be a catcher.
The museum's Dave Kaplan says Berra was so popular because people could really identify with him.
Yogi was a personification of integrity and respect. And I learned so much from just being around him all the time.
Kaplan calls Yogi Berra an uncommon, common man. I'm Julie Walker.
47-year-old Gregory Matthews from Plano, Texas, who was mauled by a brown bear while moose hunting in Alaska, is expected to survive serious injuries. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.